Our scripture today comes from Joshua chapter 1, beginning with verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. I want to remind you that we're going to celebrate Holy Communion later in the service. So if you want to get some bread and some juice and have that ready, that'll be great. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. If you want to follow along with my outline, remember you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. Today, we celebrate 68 years of ministry in Tulsa. Happy birthday, Christ Church! Yeah! I think about what it has meant for the countless thousands of people who have come into contact with some aspect of our ministry over all of these years, and they have found the salvation or recovery, the new beginning or forgiveness, the healing or restoration, the new life or the new walk with God that they've needed. Glory be to God for all the wonderful things He has done over all these 68 years. And glory be to God for all He intends to accomplish in the many, many years to come. Amen. Amen. We've been talking about the hour that changes the world. That's the title of Dick Eastman's book, but it also reminds us of Jesus' question of His disciples in Matthew 26:40, could you not keep watch with me for 1 hour? And His challenge to His disciples in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. Most of us are convinced of the power of prayer, and we want to follow Jesus' call to prayer. What we often need is a plan. Post plan in the chat. Eastman has given us a good plan, and he's shown us how the scriptures apply to each step of his plan too. That's always a good thing, being able to apply the scripture to our everyday lives. Story is told of a pastor who had moved into town, and he went one Saturday to visit people in the community. All went well until he came to one house. It was obvious someone was home, but no one came to the door, even after he knocked several times. Finally, he took out his card and he wrote on the back of the card, Revelation 3:20, and he stuck it in the door. The next day, one of the ushers handed him his business card found in the collection plate. Below his message, Revelation 3:20, was the notation Genesis 3:10. Revelation 3:20 reads, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. Genesis 3:10 reads, I heard thy voice in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked. I've always appreciated people who know the scriptures and can apply them to their everyday lives. The hour that changes the world is so helpful because it does that as well, applies the scripture to help us understand these 12 steps in prayer. We've already covered 9 of the 12 steps to fill an hour with prayer, 5 minutes each step. Eastman believes, and I do too, that this is a question for the whole church, the whole body of Christ. Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? And it's a command for all of us as well. Watch, Jesus says, and pray that you may not fall into temptation. I'm convinced now more than ever, it's time for Christ followers to hit our knees in prayer. The challenges facing the world are many and daunting. This devastating war in Ukraine, economic uncertainty everywhere, climate impact, most recently this hurricane, social unrest, political division, food insecurity, health crises, spiritual decline, mental anxiety, emotional distress. Sadly, because of many of our adult decisions, children and youth throughout the world are paying a terrific price. Adults, we make our everyday decisions. Children suffer, and God's heart is broken. Let's continue to watch and pray, as well as speak up and act on their behalf. This is certainly a time to be on our knees and also to be on our feet for children's sake. God has been stirring my soul, and I pray that He's stirring yours as well, to be hitting our knees in prayer. In fact, I'm praying for people who will say, "Pastor, I'm on the team. I'm on the prayer team. I'm setting aside time each day for prayer. I'm going to watch and pray. Going to try to do it for 1 hour. I'm going to take up Jesus' challenge to watch and pray." Here's what I know. If 10 or 20 or 50 people in this church were to join me, if 10 or 20 people were to come to me and say, or write me and say, "Pastor, I'm on the team. I'm committing to try and pray 1 hour each day," this church would be impacted. This church would be energized. This church would be a lighthouse, a powerhouse, a rescue station, a recovery zone right here in Midtown Tulsa, and people would know it. And why? Because you'd know it and you'd be part of it. That is the power of prayer. Prayer that's potent. It's that strong. Think of all the lives to be touched, changed, and impacted for all eternity, and all because we commit ourselves to pray. Well, that's my vision. That's my heart for our congregation, but I need your help. And this 12-step process for 1 hour of prayer has been, I think, a great roadmap, a great vehicle, a great plan for helping us know how to do it. It's a great help in prayer. Remember the first 6 steps. We started with praising God, celebrating His goodness, to take the focus off of ourselves and put it upon Him. God is worthy of our praise. Secondly, in waiting, we're focusing our attention on our love for God. It's a time of silent surrender in Him. We're quiet, we're still, but we bask in the fullness of His love and grace and send Him our love in return. Third, in confession, we move to cleansing the temple, to examining our hearts and let Him cleanse us of our sins. Psalm 139:23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." In scripture praying, we open the Word and we let it shape and direct our prayer. We apply God's Word and promises to our own prayer life. Fifth, in watching, we watch with holy alertness. Holy alertness. We watch for Satan's wiles, but we also watch to see what God is doing in the world. Not only here in America, but throughout the world. God is always at work, and we want to be in prayer partnership with God. Intercession comes next. We pray for others. We pour out our hearts for those people who God brings to our minds. So many people are in need today. So many people are hurting in heart, mind, soul, and body. We stand in the gap for them. We hurt because they hurt. The next three steps are petition, thanksgiving, and singing. With petition, we finally get to our own requests. Jesus has said, ask, and it will be given to you. So we ask, and because we know God loves us, we know He will answer. Step 8 is thanksgiving. We thank God for answering our prayers. We thank Him for all the blessings He's given us, spiritual, material, physical, eternal. Step 9 is singing. We can sing to God in prayer. Think of songs that say what we want to say in prayer, hymns or choruses, contemporary songs. That's 5 minutes that we can fill in no time. Today, we wrap it up with the last three steps. Step 10 is meditation. During this time, we ponder spiritual themes. When was the last time you pondered something? To ponder is to think on something, to mull it over, to spend time looking at all the angles, to really think something through. God told Joshua, the man who took over leadership after Moses died and who was to lead the children of Israel on into the promised land, God said to Joshua in Joshua 1:8, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Joshua, you meditate on God's word. Mull it over. Let it get deep with inside of you. And as you do, things are going to go well. Why? Because the Spirit of God will be leading you. How many of us want that? The Spirit of God leading us. The divine perspective operating within our lives. Pondering, meditating on God, His word, His ways, gives us that divine perspective. While I was home recovering from COVID last week, I had time to ponder things, lots of pondering time. But you know what? If I'm not careful, I can get to pondering these problems in my head that aren't even a reality yet. Have you ever been there? Pondering big mountains that aren't even there. My mind does that sometimes when I ponder. I've learned to ask God to help me with my pondering, to think and pray about what He would suggest, His purpose, His plan, His word, His promises. And you know what I've discovered? When I do my pondering, meditating, and praying with God in the middle of it, I don't get crazy with it. I'm meditating with peace, not anxiety. Step 11 is listening. Post listening in the chat. It's receiving spiritual instruction from God. Proverbs 4:20 says, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words." This is one of the most exciting parts of the prayer time. I always have a yellow pad or maybe my day timer handy. This is the time where God gives us instructions for that particular day or for particular circumstances we might be dealing with. I ask God for His spiritual to-do list for the day. And He often gives me things to put down on it. A list of people to call or see. A list of things to do or say. Often God will help me to see a minor problem and deal with it before it becomes a major problem. That is such a blessing. Other times He'll remind me of my big responsibilities and help me to let go of things that need to go. There's nothing like the confidence that Almighty God is leading and guiding us through the day. Step 12, the last step, is the same as the first step, praise. Recognizing God is worthy of our praise. Once again, we're putting the focus on God. Psalm 52:9 says, "I will praise you forever for what you have done. I will praise you in the presence of your saints." We end where we started because in the end, It's all about you, God, not us. God is worthy of our praise, and we can never praise him enough. Wow! When we begin and end our prayer time with praise, it is a great thing. I find it to be very energizing and satisfying. What a wonderful experience. Well, there you have it. 12 steps to fill an hour with prayer. It really works for me. I'm more excited and enthused about prayer than I've been in a long time. I hope you'll join me on the prayer team. Write me or send me an email. Let me know that you too are going to set aside that time to pray. These are challenging times, but God is always at work answering prayer. I can't begin to imagine the wonderful results God will bring to pass because we come in humility and persistence in prayer. So let's go for it. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, loving and gracious Holy Spirit, we thank you that we can come boldly before you in prayer. Jesus encourages us to prayer. He modeled it for us and even calls us to watch and pray so that we'll not fall into temptation. Oh, Lord, thank you for calling us to pray. Thank you for providing insights in your word and tools to help us like this 12-step plan. Oh, Jesus, we know the needs in the world are great and you continue to move among the hearts of people everywhere. Lord, we're thankful for your call to pray and our opportunity to join with you in interceding and praying for our families, friends, community, our state, our nation, our world. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed, and everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Hey, today is World Communion Sunday. And as we celebrate our 68th birth as a congregation, we're also celebrating Holy Communion. Get your communion elements ready at home. Don't take them until I prompt you. Okay, let's get ready. Let's be reminded that before we come to the communion table, remember we examine our hearts and we acknowledge our sin and our need of forgiveness. Let's share this prayer of confession. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We've not done your will. We've broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We've not loved our neighbors, and we've not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, hear this good news. Christ died for you and me while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for us. Hear this. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So we remember that on the night that he gave himself up for us, Jesus gathered with his disciples. He took bread. He gave thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks. He gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Jesus was pointing to the forgiveness that he was about to win for us on the cross. He would offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for our sins, yours and mine. Because of his holy sacrifice, God extends forgiveness to us and calls us to forgive one another also. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, Lord, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Share it with me if you know it. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. I love this simple statement of the gospel. Let's share it again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Oh Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. You may take your bread now and get ready to eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you. And now take your juice. This is the blood of Christ poured out for you. Amen. Well, hey, in gratitude, we have remembered and we have celebrated the great victory that Jesus Christ won on the cross for you and me. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I hope your heart is filled with joy and gratitude again today because of everything God has done for you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Be grateful for the many blessings you enjoy in Christ and continue to follow him with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And remember to love your neighbor as you love yourself too. Hey, if you have questions about the message, let me hear from you. If you'd like to visit more about having new life in Jesus Christ, I'd love to visit with you about that. If you have prayer requests, send them to us. Hey, thank you for your generosity. If you have a gift that you want to leave there online, we are always grateful for that. Remember, you can find all of our information on our website, cumctulsa.com. And remember this, we serve a Savior, Jesus. He is the one who calls us to join him in prayer. And when we do, because of who he is and because of what he has done, we truly do change the world. Who do you know that needs life-changing help from Jesus? Share with them.
So guess what?
What?
I saw a deer on the way to work today.
How did you know it was on its way to work? An Emmaus Awareness Lunch will be held October 9th at 12:15 p.m. to give information on how to attend Emmaus and what to expect. Come learn why people around the world say it's the best thing they ever did for their spiritual lives. If you've been on the walk, please attend and bring potential pilgrims. Sign up at the Connect Center.
The Men's Ministry Breakfast will be Saturday, October 8th from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Our speaker will be professional hockey player Gary Unger, also known as the Iron Man. Gary played 16 seasons from 1968 to 1984 in the National Hockey League. In the late 1970s, Gary would become a Christian. Come hear the story of how Christianity changed his life.
First Wednesday is almost here. October 5th, we will feature domestic violence intervention services. Join us at 5:30 p.m. for a meal for just $5 per person, then special music with Ethan Watt, a message from our own United Women of Faith, formerly the UMW, and client support advocate Sandy Leatherman from DBIS. See the newsletter for a list of items to be donated. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
You can find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.